Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's strong in presentations all over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
What's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk. No Lante today. He's on assignment. Not designated for assignment, but on assignment. So you got Kyle and I today. We're going to talk more Illini football as we lead up to game week, which is going to be awesome. Next week, we'll have Jay Layman in studio, as well as Stevie's in the room. Can I tell the people? Yeah, all right. We'll let them know. I think you announced it on your show, at least someone on the text line did as well. 4 o'clock, Isaiah Williams will be joining us weekly. We're super pumped about that. The dynamic wide receiver for the Illini will be here in studio next week. So we got a heck of a kickoff show to get you revved up for Illinois and Toledo. We'll have Jay Layman in the first hour, Isaiah Williams there at the start of the second hour, and that's going to really give us a shot in the arm throughout football season. Isaiah, of course, had a really nice season last year. What do you have, around 800, 900 yards?
Sounds ballpark. I'll
maybe with Altmyer you can get to 1,000 potentially.
I think he can. I think Luke's going to be looking his way all the time, especially early in the season. And he even mentioned him when the audio we'll hear a little bit later on about how the returning receivers have really helped him grasp the offense and really get comfortable. And Isaiah, he mentioned first as the biggest reason for that. So I think there's going to be a nice connection built between those two.
It'd be fun to watch. Isaiah has been someone that we know put the ball in his hands. He's super shifty. He can make a bunch of guys miss. Usually that first tackler that's going after him rarely ever brings him down. Now if you can open it up in terms of some downfield passing with Luke Altmyer, which we just discussed yesterday once he was named the QB1, that's something that with his speed he can take a top off of defense. We know that in terms of maybe a jump ball, a battle against a defensive back, a Pat Bryant would be someone that can be an asset in that type of a sense. But yeah, Isaiah, and also just going to be a really cool guy to have as an asset to us to be able to come in and give us the insight of what's going on leading up to a game, what he thought after a big win and everything. So that's something that we, of course, had with Luke Goody during basketball season. Luke, unfortunately, had the injury, so we really only got to talk about Luke Goody, the on-court player, for about a third of the season. And we, of course, wish Isaiah the best of health and the best of luck going into this season. But yes, Monday, which we are not too far away from, less than a week to get officially into game week, and that will be fun as we kick that thing off. And don't forget, I know we've mentioned this a few times, we'll be at Pia's September 1st, the day before the game. That will be a Friday out at Pia's, 3 to 5 p.m. hang out a little bit afterward. We'll be there a little bit before that as well. Come out there. We'll have full details in terms of specials and everything as we get a little bit closer. But it's always a great time. We get really good crowds out there. We've had fantastic response. Eric Meyer does a great job over there at Pia's. And just a really cool place to hang out and ease your way into the weekend. Have some food, have some beverages, and gear up for that football Saturday. And we get Jay Layman out there a handful of times. We get some other guests along the way as well. So we hope you join us next Friday, September 1st, out there at Pia's, leading into the opener at Memorial Stadium. That's against Toledo, 6:30 at Memorial Stadium. It's also the 1983 reunion, which Kyle and I both, as people who weren't alive then, remember that team very well. But it's one that should be celebrated.
Of course. Yeah, I have fond memories of that group 21 years before I was placed on Earth.
Yes, yes. Well, let's talk about the one that's currently on Earth now. Let's dive in a little bit more onto Luke Altmyer. I think as we go along, something that we can kind of engineer throughout the show is maybe looking at Luke Altmyer as the known starter against Illinois' schedule. Maybe go down the list and say, okay, in this matchup, starting with Toledo, who has the quarterback advantage? We're going to have to do some projecting with Luke because he doesn't have a lot of stats there on the stat line from his time at Ole Miss. And I think in general, you're probably going to lean towards the known commodity. Like Toledo brings back their starting quarterback. We know that Jalen Daniels, Matt Tate told us yesterday with our guest talking Jayhawks that, you know, he's the offensive player of the year preseason-wise in the Big 12. I think that's the best quarterback Illinois is going to see all season. But I think that as we get into it, like making a determination between a Hudson Card and a Luke Altmyer against in the Purdue game or on down that schedule, it'd be kind of cool to forecast and look at. Not to say that the quarterback advantage means that team will automatically win that game. Illinois' defense is going to have a big say in that. Hopefully Illinois' run game is strong as well, but any other thoughts you have on Luke in particular, Kyle, and how good he needs to be for Illinois to have the season they want to have?
I'm excited to see what he can be. I think there's a lot of promise there. Obviously, getting him from a program like Ole Miss, a guy that came in as a four-star prospect, a guy that clearly has a lot of talent and was one of the more coveted quarterbacks out there that a team brought in this offseason. I'm excited to see. I just really don't know. And that's kind of the same way we were with Tommy DeVito, and he turned out to be really good. I think in year one for Altmyer, to have a DeVito-like season, not to say that he's going to do the same things. He's probably going to turn it over a little bit more. He's probably not going to be as efficient. But with that, he has the opportunity to make some plays that Tommy DeVito probably couldn't. If you average all that out and he gives you the presence like a DeVito did last year, where you're in that middle of the pack tier in the Big Ten quarterback wise, I think that's all Illinois really is going to need from him in year one. And then obviously you hope that as he comes back year two, year three, he can really elevate himself into a upper tier quarterback. I just think there's going to be some growing pains this year. And if you can get a middle of the pack fringe top half Big Ten quarterback out of Luke Altmyer this year, I think that's all you're really going to need with the defense that you bring back with that defensive line. I think there's Brett Bielema teams are always going to run the ball really well. I have no question about that. I don't think you need a top level, this guy's one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten for Illinois to have a successful year. I just think you need to have somebody who's that steadying presence. And I think he can do that in year one and continue to build forward from there.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. If he's solid, I think Illinois can go to another bowl game, win seven, potentially eight games, depending on how some other things shake out around the Big Ten and how stout that defense is with their front seven, making up for some of the question marks in the back end. We'll see what that running game looks like. I'm going to be very, very curious to see the split in carries between Reggie Love, Josh McCray, how effective Josh McCray is coming off of last year's injury, and if they can own the line of scrimmage enough to make life easy on someone like Luke Altmyer, who's going to have some inexperience, going to make some mistakes like we talked about yesterday and as you just hinted on there. But there's no doubt that maybe on a play fake, he can make that bomb down the sideline, make that 40-yard bomb instead of something that maybe DeVito wasn't as gifted with in terms of arm strength and just maybe athleticism as well. I know DeVito moved around decently well. I always go back to, I love the fact that he moved around in the pocket and was able to extend some plays. But you look at his stats last year. I mean, he only ran for 35 yards on the season. So maybe Altmyer gives you another dynamic in terms of escaping and then actually getting chunk plays with his feet. We know that he's known to be a pretty good athlete. On the note of DeVito's stat line, in the passing game, though, efficiency is the word to use with him, because nearly 70% completion, 15 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. I mean, that's a veteran quarterback, a guy that, you know, was a starter at Syracuse in 2019 and started a handful of games in the other years that he was there with the Orange. But to have someone that makes so few turnovers, that is able to keep your momentum offensively by completing passes at such a high rate, that's going to be hard to match for Altmyer. I'm not expecting that out of him, but there was some limitation baked in there with DeVito in terms of what Illinois could do or wanted to do in the passing game. I mean, going back and kind of handpicking certain spots in that schedule, you look at the Michigan State game, he did throw for about 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. Illinois playing from behind in that game, so had to be passing the ball to try to come back. Purdue kind of wasn't a very good game for him. 200 yards, 56% completion percentage, had an interception, 1 touchdown through the air. And then, yeah, the Mississippi State game, no touchdowns. Left some points out there in terms of trying to move the sticks. He did run it pretty well, 35 yards on the ground, a touchdown with his feet as well, but 250 through the air, no touchdowns. So, yeah, I think that you could have maybe some splash games out of Altmyer. Again, this is kind of a big picture thing with him at quarterback, but I think if the defense is as good as we think it can be, and I feel like personally, I know we're going to dive into this more maybe later in this week, like I mentioned yesterday, or maybe definitely front into next week, kind of our just grand overall predictions and feelings on this team. I think the front seven deserves all the accolades, all the praise that it's getting. I mean, that goes beyond, obviously, Johnny Newton, first ever preseason AP, first team All-American for the Illini as a program. Keith Randolph, kind of thought to be like a third team All-American guy, definitely probably a first team All Big Ten caliber player. Akis is a beast. Seth Coleman's in that mix. Tariq Barnes is a veteran in the middle. Like, they should be really, really lights out up front. It's just whether or not the back end is that exploitable, or teams can really take advantage of that, because I think that's a really good defense. Should be, at least. Running game, you usually can bake that into a Brett Bielema type of team. And then if Altmyer can just be solid, I think you win 6-7 games.
Yeah, and I think when we're projecting maybe what the ultimate ceiling of this team is, if we expect this team to be competitive in the Big Ten West, if you want to dream about, hey, could Illinois win the Big Ten West this year? I think you look at the two quarterbacks on the other two Big Ten West contenders, at least the two contenders that I see, Iowa, Wisconsin. You got Cade McNamara, transfer from Michigan there at Iowa. Tanner Mordecai, transfer from SMU at Wisconsin. Those two guys are proven FBS college football starting quarterbacks. They've proven a lot more than Altmyer has. Mm-hmm. I do think that if Illinois wants to win the Big Ten West and go play in Indianapolis in early December, Luke Altmyer needs to be right on the level of those two guys, because I think those are two programs that are going to have good defenses. I think Illinois could be the best of the three, potentially, but we know they're going to have good defenses. Wisconsin's going to run the heck out of the ball. We know that with Braylon Allen. And Iowa's probably going to have an improved run game this year as well, now that they actually have a real quarterback. I think those two things kind of go hand in hand. My point being, I think Luke needs to be solid. Illinois can have a good year. If Illinois wants to achieve the top of the top outcomes, I think those are the two data points I think you can look at. Can he be at the level of those two guys that have proven it and that are going to be leading probably the two biggest contenders in the Big Ten West? And I think it's possible. I'm saying that's a pretty high bar. Those two guys have done a lot in college football. Those two guys are proven. But those two guys aren't top 10 quarterbacks in the country. I mean, those guys are just solid leaders, field generals. I think Luke Altmyer can kind of project to be what those two guys are. And if he can do that, I think when you look at the rosters, if he's those two guys, I think Illinois could win the Big Ten West.
I agree with you. Yeah, I think one question, if you can come close to being in the same realm in terms of quarterback play, I I don't know off the top of my head like what Wisconsin's defense looks like. Like I just kind of assume year in and year out.
No, Fickell added a bunch of transfers to it.
And Fickell's a great defensive mind. They lose Jim Leonard, but Fickell can really run a top-notch defense, which he did year in and year out there at Cincinnati. So I'm sure that they will be stout on that front. Iowa always has a good defense. I do wonder, though, like with Iowa, what's their pass game? Yes, they're going to upgrade a quarterback, and that could make a world of difference from where they were last year. And what was that quarterback's even name last year?
Spencer Petras.
Petras, yeah, he was pretty rough.
You can only go up from there.
He was pretty rough, man. Brian Ferentz does have a lot of critics that he has to be able to prove wrong with just his play calling and ability to put a good offense around Cade McNamara. But what, like, their passing game weapons, I wouldn't think that they have somebody of the caliber of an Isaiah Williams. Beyond that, I'm sure they're going to have an all-conference tight end. That's just pretty much something that you can kind of expect with Iowa year in and year out. But
I know Iowa added a couple of transfers. A, Cade McNamara's former teammate Eric Aull, the tight end from Michigan, who is really good. And then Caleb Brown, wide receiver from – I can't remember. But
he came from somewhere. He's a transfer. Yeah,
he did. But yeah, they've added a couple weapons there. But the Brian Ferentz thing, I can't believe he's back.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's incredible. I don't know if you can trust an offense run by him anymore.
I would say not. Wisconsin.
Ohio State for Caleb Brown.
Okay. They, man, him not being able to crack a receiver rotation at Ohio State doesn't tell me anything in terms of like a knock on his ability.
Not at all.
A ridiculous receiving core. I mean, Garrett Wilson, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Chris Olave. They got Marvin Harrison Jr. there. It's been unbelievable. Brian Hartline, his recruiting and what they've been churning out there in Columbus. Wisconsin with Mordecai, like, he's going to have a lot stiffer of defenses, I would imagine.
For sure.
But his stats on paper, I mean, it's here in my Athlon book. He's thrown for over 7,000 yards and 72 touchdowns over the last two seasons combined.
I didn't really realize that.
That's a ton.
That's a lot. I'm underselling
crazy,
him.
Man.
I think I'm underselling him here in those numbers. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Yeah, last year, 3,500 yards, 33 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. That might be a little too high of a bar to set, but.
And they went out into the portal and got some receivers.
They did.
We'll see what
and
that.
And brought in a new offensive coordinator who claims we're gonna be an air raid team here at Wisconsin. I got to see that to believe that, especially with Braylon Allen in the backfield. But
I mean, if they can be a above average pass attack with a all Big Ten, maybe even all American caliber running back, I mean, that's tough. That's why I'm buying the Wisconsin hype.
I am too.
I think that some out there,
I think they're the clear favorite in the West.
I agree. Some are saying maybe it's a year too soon, or maybe there's too many assumptions just based on Wisconsin's track record or Luke Fickell, what he had built at Cincinnati. Obviously, things fell apart for Paul Chris last year for Illinois to go in there and hammer him. And who's their terrible loss? Was it Washington State? I say it terrible.
Yes,
I mean, it was.
I think so.
Relatively to what Wisconsin had been expecting, that was a pretty terrible loss for them. But
I think it was at home too.
It was
to a 6-6 Washington State team. I mean, Wisconsin went 6-6 too, but. Yeah, that kind of set the tone for their down year and Paul Chryst's exit.
It unraveled for them. I think, so like I said, later in the show, let's go through the schedule and see if we can determine who has the quarterback advantage, and we'll know way more.
I did pull up the Phil Steele rankings, perfect, too, just as kind of a reference point.
Perfect. Now, again, we're going to have to project. Our opinion may change. I'm not going to say drastically, but I think that, you know, actually having one full game of sample size against Toledo will give us a better temperature reading on how we feel about Luke Altmaier, say, going into that Kansas game and just as we push forward in the schedule. But for right now, just for fun and in terms of projection, let's see who has the quarterback advantage as Illinois goes through its schedule. We're going to hear from QB1, Luke Altmaier, spoke to the media this morning. We do need to give a shout-out to Illini Inquirer, Joey Wagner, at these training camp availabilities day in, day out. We use a lot of times the Inquirer, which of course I work for, their audio. So we appreciate him. We appreciate the ability to share that with you guys out there listening. Just wanted to get that out there to give them credit where credit is due. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. We got a few that we can get to after the break. We'll talk more Illini football. You're here from Luke Altmyer, and we'll go through Illinois' schedule, determine who has the better quarterback, at least as we see it here in late August. It's fun to talk college football as there are games looming this weekend in week zero, week one, just about 10, 11 days away. It's a fun time of year. Once again, 217-359-2255 on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. We'll be back. This is The Drive.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
On Sunday, September 3rd, the Cardinals wrap up their weekend series with the Pirates and pay special tribute to fan-favorite Cardinals moments. That day, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, take home an exclusive Cardinals moment flag presented by Air National Guard. It features players' names, slogans, and moments all selected by the fans. That Sunday, September 3rd, the Birds, the Pirates, and the historic Cardinals moments flag. For tickets and details, visit cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Ozzie Smith. See you at the ballpark.
Why is Jet's Pizza different? It's their Detroit-style pizza dough made fresh daily. It's their fresh hand-grated mozzarella cheese straight off the mozzarella cheese blocks. It's their incredible sauces and spices and the taste and aroma of Jet's Pizza. If you want flash frozen cheese off the trucks, call the other guys. Jet's Pizza, handmade fresh and delicious every time. Jet's Pizza. Discover the difference. Round Barn Center and Green and Neal in Champaign or jetspizza.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Hey. Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk. A couple of texts to get to before we hear from Luke Altmyer here on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. Big Def says, nose tackle is my X factor. If they can draw double teams backside, win one-on-ones with Newton or Randolph. When they're getting doubled play side, it'll be a party in the backfield, run or pass, and this defense doesn't have much of a drop-off from last year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I do as well. Speaking of that defense last year, did you see Quan Martin's pick last night?
I did. Yeah, that was
he
great.
Got burnt a little bit.
But he recovered nicely.
But, man, he recovered and made a heck of a a turnaround, juggling catch, staying in bounds, and a nice return. He had a nice interception. And is there somebody else, another Illini that had a pick here recently?
I think Kendall Smith had a pick to end the game last night.
Was he also on the Commanders or was he on the Ravens?
He's on the Commanders.
Because the Ravens lost.
Yeah.
Finally in the preseason.
The first time. 24 straight preseason wins. How does that even happen?
How impressive.
They have to be trying to do that, right? They have to come in. At this point, they had to have, like, the last 5 years come into every preseason. Like, yeah, we're keeping the streak alive. Lamar, you're playing every game. Like, I don't know I don't know how that's possible.
No idea. Did the Ravens assemble the best second and third units in the league the last how many years is that? 6 years or so?
Yeah, that because they just dropped it to it used to be four up until a couple years ago. Now it's three games. So that is,
we're talking like 7 years.
Yeah, that's
winning every preseason game.
That's insane.
It's nuts. That's nuts.
You'd think that they'd have a lot more success if they have a second and third unit that can't lose in the preseason.
Especially because they usually lose about two or three cornerbacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Week three.
Yeah.
Traditionally, and their backfield usually gets decimated. I like that Ravens team. Not to completely pivot away here and turn this into an NFL conversation, but I'm digging the Ravens this year. Lamar, after the contract, we talked about this a few weeks ago before you went back home. New OC, Odell's in there. They got Zay Flowers in the draft. Like, it's a good situation for Lamar to have a pretty darn good season there in Baltimore. But I agree with Big Def. I think that if you can – any type of – the opportunities are there for someone to feast when you get the type of attention that guys like Randolph, Newton. I think even like a Gabe Ackes, you got to chip with him. Like, you got to probably send a running back to chip Ackes coming off the edge. There's going to be room there to win some one-on-ones or, you know, talk about the stunts and type of things you can do to open that window up. Calvin Avery, I know his stats weren't popping off the screen. I still think that he overall was probably characterized best as a little bit of a disappointment in terms of the type of recruit he was supposed to be. But
to this point, he had by far his best year last year, and a lot of that is the reasons that Big Def laid out there, I think.
Yes.
You're going to benefit a lot from playing in between Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph, and I think you're going to see that this year as well with Tayrod Edwards and Denzel Daxon and whoever else slides in there at the nose tackle spot.
Yep, absolutely. Brian says you guys are talking about Newton being the first preseason first-team All-American in Illinois. Surprised Dana Howard, Simeon Rice, and possibly even Kevin Hardy weren't preseason All-Americans. I'm going to have to check that.
I think it was the first team preseason All-American, not just all preseason All-American in general, because I think they go up to three All-American teams in football. But, yeah, it's still surprising that he's the first-teamer. But
I don't know how long the AP's been doing it. You would wonder about that. Like, well, Red Grain surely would have been a preseason first-team AP All-American, but I'm sure the AP wasn't doing that back then. But we're talking about guys, Howard, Rice, Hardy, like early 90s type of guys. They surely had that voting back then. So I don't know how far it ultimately goes back, but it caught me a little bit by surprise as well, because you've had some high draft pick kind of guys there in the past from Illinois, and you would have thought that someone might have gotten that before, but that's a great notch on Johnny Newton's belt to have that be the first in program history. One more before we move on to the quarterback and Luke Altmyer and what he had to say about earning the job and what is key going into week one. Matt says Wisconsin's going to have people to catch the ball for the air raid offense to work. Yeah, we'll see if they have the weapons to make that worthwhile. I'm agreeing with Kyle on the front of, I'm not going to say like they're bluffing and they're going to come out with three tight end sets every play, but we'll see them how much they're really going to get away from like the first order of business in the offense is to give the ball to Braylon Allen. Like I would still expect that to be a big emphasis for them, but if you can spread teams out, I've said this before and it goes into this long-winded conversation, and there have been some spirited texts on this front as well in terms of Brett Bielema's style of play. And like I do think to really compete at the top of the league and at the college football playoff level, there's a reason why Alabama has morphed into a spread offense with a dynamic quarterback. While you see that at LSU, while you see that at Ohio State, like, I think that that is crucial to really stressing a defense to the maximum ability. Now, you got to get the athletes to do it. You got to have the quarterback who can make those throws and be someone you really lean on in that type of a scheme. But, and that's not to say that there's anything wrong with Brett Bielema wanting to line up and go under center a lot of times and hand the ball off 30, 35 times and win football games that way. You can win a lot like that. Wisconsin has for the years, Iowa on down the line. But I just think that similar to like when Brett Bielema had Russell Wilson at Wisconsin, that's the best of both worlds. When you can run the football and have the ability to spread people out and really be able to throw it around the yard if you want to.
Yeah, to the weapons point, I know Fickell did bring in C.J. Williams, a transfer from USC, transfer wide receiver, who was like a top 60, I want to say, recruit a couple years ago. So he's got some talent. And then Wisconsin's got some talent at the wide receiver spot, but obviously got to prove it, and a new quarterback and a whole new scheme. So I think they're probably a couple years away from getting to that vision that they supposedly want to transform to.
You'd hope that he's not Josh and Matt Torbebe.
Yeah, no, you transfer would.
From
you would.
USC, because, I mean, he was a beast. Really, really good
awesome.
Athlete. You look at Wisconsin's schedule, Buffalo at Washington State, Georgia Southern at Purdue, Rutgers at home, Iowa at home, then at Illinois.
They could be undefeated. Here, yeah, I was about to say.
They should probably be 6-0 coming to town. I mean, it's easy to say right now, but if they'll be able to work through some things. Imagine there's no big pop-up surprise here, like Buffalo goes into their house week one, or I know that was a good program under Lance Leipold. I don't know what that's looking like for them these days, but at Purdue could be interesting depending on what Ryan Walters has going. But offensively, there's no Aiden O'Connell, there's no Charlie Jones. That schedule sets up very, very well for them to be 6-0 going into Champaign.
Might Illinois be 5-1?
Ooh. If they are, that means Luke Altmaier's had a really, really good start to the season. And on the note of Luke Altmaier, the new QB1 for the Illini, he spoke to the media this morning. Here is Luke Altmaier.
Luke, what was that moment like when Coach B told you you were going to be the starter?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put into words. You know, you work so hard for it, but, you know, at the end of the day, you try to control what you can control. But obviously kind of had it in my head, you know, for a long time, and, you know, just really thankful that Coach B went with me. I'm very honored, very blessed, and hopefully I can, you know, fill my role, you know, in that position and, you know, be good for this team.
What's the first call you make? Like, who do you call to tell immediately?
Definitely my parents. You know, the people who have been with me through the whole journey have seen the ups and downs, have seen moments where a lot of hard moments, a lot of adverse moments, and, you know, really helped me get through it. So, you know, I think they were just as excited as I was.
Have there been any moments during this whole stretch where you had any concerns about where the way things were going? Was it been all kind of moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I try to get, you know, 1% better every single day, go 1-0, and like I said, just control what I can control. You know, those decisions are out of my hands.
Right.
At the end of the day, I've learned that in this business, and try to live in the moment, and, you know, I think I did a good job of that. You know, I've learned a lot from what I've been through, and, you know, I think I handled it well, I guess, and, you know, very thankful and grateful that Coach B is believing in me, and like I said, you know, I'm going to do my best to fill that role.
Do you feel like you showed the staff during this competition to make yourself the guy?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I did my best every single day. They got my best, and obviously I grew a lot every single day, whether that's being more comfortable in the system or being around my teammates. You know, I go out there, give them my all, and, you know, hopefully they saw that in me. That's, you know, like, not in my control, like I said. So, you know, I try to show them, you know, my best self every single day, and I think I have. I mean, done everything I can do, I guess.
Before games, are you nervous? Are you calm? Tell me how you, what do you like game day?
Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know. There's nerves, obviously, but right. I think the nerves are just more excited to get out there. You know, you've trained so hard throughout this winter, spring, summer, fall to, you know, for 12 Saturdays. So, you know, it's really a big deal. You know, you get a very limited amount of opportunities. You know, nothing's really promised, so naturally you get a little nervous, but I think it's more just excitement to go you know, do, you know, what you've been training to do.
A couple of live scrimmages, what do you think you did well in those, and what are some things you've identified that maybe you need to fix before game one?
Yeah, there's so many things that that really just fluctuate, you know, from just being in my position, whether that's a mechanical thing I really need to sharpen up to, you know, make sure I'm making, you know, a throw correctly with, you know, with my guys. But, you know, I try to, you know, put my best foot forward every single scrimmage, every single practice I've been out there. And, you know, I think I've gotten a lot better each day, and whether that's within the offense or being a leader of this team, and whether it's with my legs, you know, I think I've, you know, attempted to do whatever's asked of me, and, you know, try to execute as best as to my ability.
How would you describe this offense and kind of how you fit? Is it dynamic? Is it multiple? You know, how does your skill set fit?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Lundy does an incredible job with, you know, the whole offense being a leader for us. You know, he's had an incredible history where he's been at, putting up a lot of numbers, being really versatile and dynamic. And, you know, that's the goal here, you know, to be very versatile, explosive, dynamic with all of our playmakers. We have a lot of great players, whether that's our backs, our wideouts, and our tight ends. And, you know, a lot of explosive ability. And as we all know, it starts up front. And I think we have an incredible group. Incredible group of leaders who have some experience, and it can really lead us. So, you know, hopefully I can just, like I said, be a point guard for this offense, facilitate, get the ball in our playmakers' hands, and let them do a lot of the work and make me look good.
Classes started yesterday. Do you have a couple classes, none? What's your schedule like?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a few classes, I guess. I try to be excellent whatever I do, so. You may see me walking to classes or whatever. I guess I'm just a normal student outside of here, but yeah, I have a few classes. But I guess, I don't know.
You've heard a few stories from other guys that they've just kind of been instantly drawn to you since the moment you got here in January. Can you pinpoint what about you kind of has always kind of been that way? Where we heard stories about Ole Miss where guys were bought into you even when you weren't the guy.
Yeah, you know, luckily, you know, I had two parents who raised me incredibly well and, you know, kind of built my foundation, you know, through Christ and, you know, the gospel. And, you know, I think every single day I just try to connect to, you know, each guy individually. And, you know, I think that helps on the field, but just really just helps me fulfill my purpose here on this earth. And, you know, I'm thankful that, like I said, I have a great foundation with what my parents have guiding me towards, and you know, that's the love of God. And you know, I try to show that to my teammates every single day. And it's hard, it's a challenge, it gets really monotonous, you know, just through camp and whatever it may be. And, you know, I try to put my best foot forward, and I love my teammates. I'm so thankful for them, and I love this game, and I'm so thankful God has blessed me with those gifts to play at this level.
Coach B called you into the office, obviously, at this time of training camp. Did you think, like, okay, this is it? Or did you go in there kind of maybe wondering what it was? Like, how was the emotions, I guess, going in there?
Yeah, I mean, naturally, you kind of, you know, wonder when that decision and that's going to come. So, you know, those thoughts obviously occur. But with Coach B, you never know what it could be about. It could be about X's and O's. It could be about off-the-field things. Or it could be about school, you know, whatever it may be. So I just, you know, kind of went in there with an open mind, clear head, and obviously those thoughts were flowing, but at the end of the day, I just wanted to control what I can control, and you know, obviously was really excited about it.
We've obviously talked to you a lot about your path to this point, Luke. How did you process that night, all the emotions that were finally getting that nod after being close a few times?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times passed for, you know, for this moment to come, and, you know, I'm thankful God is putting me in this position. You know, I really think he's put me here for a reason, obviously, and it's gone, you know, the opposite way a time or two in the past, and you know, I really have learned from those moments, and those were hard times, adverse times. You know, they hurt a lot, but like I said, I've used it. You know, it made me grow stronger to make myself better, and I'm thankfully I have those years under my belt, and you know, can move forward and you know, try to be the best player I can be here.
Is there any one thing you draw from those moments that now that you've got it, you can kind of look back on and use?
Yeah, I've said it a few times, but at the end of the day, you know, I try to control what I can control. You know, it can be very difficult, and, you know, mentally to try to wonder and try to control the decisions of others. You know, it's obviously impossible. So, you know, every single day during camp and summer, spring, winter, I just try to, you know, do whatever I thought was necessary every single day to be at my best. And, you know, I think I did that. You know, I did everything I could, and I hope they saw that in me. And like I said, I just want to be the best player I can be here.
other than your parents, who will be the game, first game?
Of my family, so my mom and dad, obviously.
Of course, right.
I think my two brothers will be up. My girlfriend will be up. Maybe two buddies who, you know, are probably some of my biggest fans. And I have a great support system, and I'm so thankful for them. And like I said before, they're probably more excited than I am for this upcoming season and that first game. And, you know, I just want to make them proud.
Yeah, relationship between quarterback and quarterback coach is pretty unique. Usually, how would you describe the, you know, kind of the bond you have with Coach Lenny?
Yeah, it's very close, obviously. You know, I spend the most time with him out of all the coaches. And, you know, we bounce a lot of ideas off each other. He feeds me knowledge every single day. And like I said, he's been very successful where he's been at. So I just want to cling on to him as much as possible. And, you know, we have a really, really great relationship. You know, I love spending time with him, whether it's in this building or he invites the whole group over to his house or whatever it may be. Growing that relationship has been a lot of fun. He's a great guy, very, very, very funny and super intelligent. So I'm very thankful for him that he put his belief in me. And like I said, I want to make him proud as well.
Wide receiver core, all three starters return. How much of a benefit is that to you as a starter?
Yeah, I think, you know, saying that's a benefit is an understatement. Those guys, you know, make me look very good every single day. Start with Isaiah, you know, has a lot of production in this league and, you know, is a very, very special talent. You know, really does everything well. And I think we'll have a great, great season because he works so hard. And Isaiah and Casey are two guys that have really, really special ability of explosiveness and, you know, great hands, whatever it may be. They do a good job and they do a great job. And no matter what, you know, I can trust on those guys, whatever the situation is, you know, I can count on all three of those guys and even the guys after them. You know, some of the younger guys have done an exceptional job, and I've been super, super, super lucky to fall in that situation.
Luke, you've been in Donovan Leary's position, obviously. Is there any experience you feel like you can pass on to him that might be helpful?
Yeah, it's obviously a tough situation because, I mean, I've lived it. And it's very hard to navigate, especially, you know, trying to help somebody else because, you know, it's really a spiritual mental battle at the end of the day. And, you know, you use those scars, whatever it may be, to make yourself better. And, you know, I don't know how he's handling it, but he's been such a light in our quarterback room and on the field. And he's got a great spirit about him. He's an incredible player, too, and he's going to do a lot of great things in his future and for this team, I think, as well. And he's handled it like a champ, I guess. You know, I try to help him and just be a good friend for him. And, you know, he's been so good to me, too. It really made my transition easier. And I think the first day I got here, he was the first one who shook my hand, and that really went a long way. So I love Donovan. He's been amazing to me, and he has a really bright future.
Anything stand out about how your teammates responded when Coach, I'm guessing he announced it in a meeting. I can't imagine they found out any other way.
Yeah, they were excited, obviously, just natural emotions, you know what I mean? They were excited, yeah. It was probably tough for them, too, just to wonder what that was going to look like. Yeah. So a lot of speculation probably in their heads, too. But I think it's good to kind of – I think it was good for them to kind of, you know, put that to rest and, you know, really move forward and have that assurance of what it's going to look like. And, you know, they're really excited, I guess. And it means a lot for me to see them to be excited.
Luke, do you have any game day routines or superstitions you got to pay attention to, follow, or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I try to not be superstitious, but,
okay.
You know, I think I'm superstitious about the little things. Like every single day before practice, I do the same warm-up routine. And
okay.
If I open a drawer, if I open a drawer, get something, and don't close it all the way, it'll mess up my head. So I make sure every drawer is closed, every cabinet's, you know, just the little things that are just so sure. Silly, but nothing crazy.
Anything you wear every game, like without fail or no?
Not really.
No.
I try to, you know, focus on what, you know, execution and, you know, sure. the game plan. And I think if you're worried about all of those other things, that you're worried about the wrong stuff. But I know others are that way, but I'm superstitious about little things that are really silly.
You know, Coach mentioned yesterday, I know you talked about controlling what you can control, but he said it must have been kind of, not difficult, but something to consider. Like, you come in here and everybody naturally assumes, like, oh, he's going to be the starting quarterback. Like, did you have to navigate anything within yourself there, like kind of understanding that people thought it was going to be you, but you still had to go out and earn this?
Yeah, I think natural emotion is, I mean, you got to go out there and perform for those guys. You know, they put their trust and belief in you, you know, before you even go make plays for them, you know, on Saturday. So, you know, I think those natural emotions of, you know, feeling pressure, you know, comes in. But, you know, like I said, I kind of have a few years under my belt. I try to control what I can control. And ultimately, I want to be my best self every single day, no matter what they think. And they've been so good to me, been patient with me through my growth, and have made me feel very comfortable through these last 8 months or so. So thankful for all those guys in that locker room who have been so great to me. Coach B instilled a great mindset in all of us, and you know, it really rubs off throughout our team and throughout our locker room.
After winning this job, what does just the opportunity or the season kind of look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I just want to win games. You know what I mean? And I believe I'm capable of, you know, leading this team to do that. And you know, ultimately, is to win every game. And I believe this team can. A lot of great talent there, but you know, a lot of great leaders too. You know, whether it's in our locker room or our staff. You know, I think we have a great chance to, you know, really, really put our best foot forward every single day and, you know, be at our best. And that's ultimately the goal, you know, just to go 1-0 every single day, but to win a lot of games.
Good stuff from Luke Altmyer, your new QB1 for Illini football. It's got to be a good feeling for him just to know with certainty he's the guy, can really start to – I'm sure he's been a leader in that locker room or tried to be when you're in that quarterback position. It's a natural – you're supposed to have command of the offense, but now that you, people can look to you and know that it's you, and no question marks about, okay, are you the quarterback one? Maybe you had a couple of bad throws today. Does that mean you're quarterback two? And I know that like that maybe a little bit of an exaggeration because he's taken by all accounts in terms of reporting most of the first team snaps throughout the training camp. So it seemed to be leaning that in that direction from the moment he was added, but just to give him that confidence, allow him to move on and prepare as the starter and allow the team to kind of rally around him now as they gear up for week one. It's good to have a little bit of that buffer in between the season and just coming to that realization of, all right, here's our quarterback.
Yeah, I think he was going to start all the way. I mean, I get it. You want to see him all play if Luke Altmyer comes in just completely unprepared and isn't ready to go, or Paddock or Leary is out there clearly separating himself, surprisingly, then obviously you have to evaluate that in training camp and whatnot. But they recruited Luke Altmyer to start, and I think that wasn't really in question. I do agree, though, there's something to that when publicly and, you know, in the minds of those guys so that they're competing and working hard, it is a competition. So to kind of just – everyone knows their role now at this point and can really prepare for what they need to do week one, I think – is important.
We're going to catch a break and then wrap up this hour. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Illini Link text line. This is The Drive.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer. This is the crazy program where some radio guy gives out money and you get to spend it. Today, Kramer Siding and Windows. You need some siding, need some windows? That's easy. What about pergolas or anything in the backyard? Kramer Siding and Window does a lot. And here's the offer. Are you ready? I'm giving you $1,000 to spend there. That's it. There's no restrictions. You don't have to spend any other amount but $1,000 if that's all you want to spend. But it's $1,000 here. All you have to do is go to GoStever.com or text in Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, to 217-359-2255. Then you take your $1,000, you get hold of Kramer Siding and Window, they'll give you a quote, you decide what you do with your $1,000. Okay, it's our Stever offer for today, extraordinary and new, $1,000, period. Kramer Siding and Window, GoStever.com or text in Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, to 217-359-2255, and good luck.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Illini fans, gear up for the start of football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back in the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Next hour, we're going to talk some NFL. Jonathan Taylor being shopped around now. Kyle's Dolphins, one team that's been brought up, is possibly interested. I've seen some Bears stuff out there. I don't see that one, but we can discuss that a little bit more in terms of what his market is. Will he find a trade suitor as the Colts are allowing him to seek a trade, and we'll see what that looks like for one of the premier backs in football. I also want to tackle a little bit that schedule thing we talked about with quarterbacks, analyzing, as far as we know right now, who has the quarterback advantage, Illinois or their opponent, now that we know that Luke Altmyer is the starter. And let me offer this up before we go to break, and we'll run into next hour. I'll ask Kyle, and I'll ask the U of I Line Link text line as well. Let's take injury out of the consideration. Will Luke Altmyer, barring injury, start every game and be your quarterback from start to finish the entire season? I want to hear what you think. 217-359-2255. John Paddock, of course, considered as of right now the backup. Donovan Leary, the third stringer right now. Do you think that Altmyer will play as QB1 the entire season, barring injury? Kyle and I will weigh in on that next hour, and I want to hear your thoughts, too, on the U of I Illini Link text line. Stick with us. This is The Drive.
Illini fans, take the opportunity to head down to Game Day Spirit's Green Street location this summer. Shop their awesome selection of Fighting Illini merchandise. While you're there, shop some of their awesome buy one, get one free t-shirt designs, as well as their Nike section and so much more. With new styles coming in daily, there's sure to be something for every Illini fan. Shop at the corner of